You're listening to SBS News.
Johnny Sandish runs a cafe in the Melbourne CBD, but dealing with absent staff has made his job a daily grind, in more ways than one.
It's really very stressful. Like, I have to work 15, 16 hours to cover their shifts. And then, top of that, we've got customers, you know, that you can't give the service 100%. So it is really very bad for our business.
And he's not alone, with the delays, disruption and frustration caused by worker shortages heightened over the Easter break. Paul Guerra, head of the Victorian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, says it's time for quarantine rules to change.
Worker shortages is the single biggest issue that businesses are facing in this state. And the more workers that are put on the sidelines because they're having to isolate when they don't have COVID is putting more businesses at risk.
Rather than quarantining for 7 days, they want household contacts to only isolate if they test positive to a daily rapid antigen test. Currently, some industries are granted exemptions in a bid to get staff back to work. Emma Clark from the Chamber of Commerce in Queensland says those exemptions should apply to all.
So what that means is if you're a close contact but you're fully vaccinated and you're not exhibiting any kinds of symptoms, then you're allowed to get back to work and get back to supporting not only the organisation you work for, whether that's your own business or another Queensland business, but also supporting other workforces, supply chains, economies and communities right across the state.
Hospitality has been one of the hardest hit sectors during the COVID-19 pandemic. Business New South Wales Chief Executive Dan Hunter argues it's still struggling under coronavirus rules and regulations that have long been ditched in other countries with similarly high vaccination rates.
Oh, it's playing havoc with the labour supply shortage, and businesses just can't operate, sometimes can't even open. And we're calling on the lifting of those household contact isolation rules so that people can get back to work, healthy people can get back to work with the daily RAT test.
On the campaign trail, Prime Minister Scott Morrison is calling for cooperation between the states.
They will still make their own judgments, and I would like to see us continue to move to a more universal set of rules, but that will be done when the premiers in each of the states are in a position to do that on the basis of their health advice.
For his part, Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews is flagging imminent change.
It's not me that makes the decisions about what rules are on and off. The Minister for Health does that, and I think you'll find very soon he will make some positive announcements because, as I've said consistently for a few weeks now, once we got past the peak, once we started to see case numbers coming down, we would have more options. We have very few rules on at the moment. We're open. Look, school, for instance. School's been open from day one of term one. Fantastic.
But across the country, infection rates remain stubbornly high. More than 37,000 new cases were identified in the latest reporting period, with another 18 COVID-19 deaths. Gareth Borum, SBS News.